Good afternoon, Leon Miller. May I help you?
Hey, Teresa. Good afternoon.
Emily.
Did you say good morning?
Yeah, I did.
You caught me off. You caught me off guard.
Yeah.
What's going on? How's it been?
I haven't gotten my package yet, but it says it's on the truck, so.
Oh.
Here. FedEx is not the quickest for us sometimes, so not a biggie.
178. Let me just double check. Yeah, out for delivery since 8 a.m. Okay, so it should be within the next hour or two then.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, cool. Why has it been a crazy day?
Niecy's off, and that's never a great thing for me. And then Fred had to leave early today, and I just got, like, 20 things to get done and get ready for the mail, and I can only do what one person
so much.
Can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay. So,
well, that's
I realize not only do I need to get a radiant. Make sure I'm talking about the right person. Okay, Becca. Okay. I am still looking for a radiant cut natural stone.
The big one, right? Or bigger?
Yeah. Yeah. This was 2.5 to 3 carat elongated radiant natural. G1's FG, VS2, SI1, and back on July 13th, you had told me you had a 250. Oh, I have the inventory number. You want that?
I'm looking at it right now. It was the 250.
Okay. 1G, SI1, non-fluorescent.
251. That one is no longer in the system, so that's been sold then.
Okay,
I do have a 276 SI1. F as in Frank.
Let me write this down. 8/14/26 memory. Okay, what was it?
It's a 276.
276 radiant.
Yep,
okay.
Elongated.
Mm-hmm.
It's an F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
SI1, clarity. GI asserted, of course.
Fluorescence.
This one's got medium. But this one helps the price, in my opinion. It's not milky or hazy. And let me.
Well, this crazy girl, she said, I would be embarrassed if I was out and my stone glowed, which I think she's crazy. And she is a personal friend of mine.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm like, you know, I tried to explain her the price. So tell me the price. We're not going to have you send anything in. I'm going to give her these prices and tell her before we do the shipping. So what's the price on the stone?
$27,700.
$27,700. For a stone?
For the 276 FSI1, yep.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have anything else?
Now,
you had also said you had a 251 EVS1 with faint fluorescence. That was number
P324277. That one has also been sold, looks like. It's no longer in the system.
Okay.
These radiants, I don't know what's going on with these radiants, but we've been, like,
yeah,
fighting over them. They're selling, like hotcakes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how about this? I can find something with no fluorescence. That's not a problem. You have all of the 276 information jotted down.
Right.
What is her ultimate budget?
Well, she's going to pay whatever she's going to pay, but she was choking on prices that were, I can't really go above, well, hold on, this one might be out too, 27.
Sounds like a money counter.
This one's pushing it to 27,000.
She wants to be less than 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, she wants it all, and she's not going to find it. Something's got to give, either the size or clarity. I kind of don't want her to sacrifice on clarity. I don't want her to go below and
SI1.
BS, you know.
Yeah.
Less than.
Okay, I can search the New York City office. It's gonna if 27 is too high, then we're gonna have to keep the caraway at like 250. Then kind of cap it at that.
Like you had also told me on July 13th, you had a 251i SI2 faint fluorescence that was 16.3.
Let me see if that was in...
P331140.
That one's been sold too. Unbelievable.
Damn.
Yeah, we're selling them like hotcakes.
Okay. So she's gonna be tricky. So let's just get some information.
Some
I'm gonna
pricing.
Say try to keep the cost under 20, and then go from there. And then, do you do lab grown?
Yeah. What do you need in lab?
Okay. Hold on. Let me put this.
Unfortunately,
put this girl away.
I'm not too thrilled about the labs, but yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean.
It is what it is.
I'm meeting this kid next week. Where'd you go, Tyler? Tyler.
He's probably young then, I'm guessing.
Yeah. This I've already met with him once. He's looking for a 2 1/4 oval lab grown. D David E Edward VVS 2 VVS 1.
Okay.
So I've got him narrowed down. It's just me getting the stone. So that's an oval.
2 1/4. Would he be open to a 240?
Yeah, that might work.
I have a 240 DVS 2 for IGI.
Ooh.
IGI certed. I have to check the status on it. It says in. It's in my New York City office. But it is flagged. So this might be something that needs to have like a quick turnaround.
Okay.
I'll verify.
Okay, and this one, I have to contact him Monday to meet him maybe Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So that would be like a 4-day, 5-day turnaround.
Okay.
But yeah, if you can't, then we'll look for the 2 1/4.
Okay, so 2 1/4 to like 240, D to E.
VVS2 to VVS1.
Would VS work? Like a VS1, would that work?
No.
He wants to be VVS?
VV, yeah.
Okay.
These kids, they figure if they're getting a lab grown, they might as well get the back, you know.
This guy must have done his homework on Instagram Reels or TikTok Reels.
Oh, all these boys are. All
yeah.
these boys are.
I'm guessing he went on Instagram, went on TikTok, listened to a bunch of videos telling people that natural suck, go lab only. Make sure it's VVS, all that good stuff, just
yep.
so it can go down in price after 2 years and be worth nothing.
Yeah.
And
well, actually, I'm real interested. Fred had sold a 356 oval last year. Customer
yeah.
just called and had said that they had lost it and was turning it into the insurance. So I'm curious to see what the insurance company says. Because we were told to appraise it like a natural diamond. You know?
Really?
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what his insurance company is going to give him for this. Which, who knows, she might even find the ring. Something that big, you know.
Wait, a 3.5-carat, it's a 3.5-carat lab that they lost?
Yeah, ring.
So they lost a lab, and the insurance company is asking that you appraise it as if it's a natural?
No. Customer lost a 3.5-carat oval that's set in a big, like a... basically looks like a dinner ring to me.
Yeah.
She lost the whole ring. He's turned it into the insurance company, and he didn't have his cert, so I looked up the cert and sent it to him. I'm curious to see what the insurance company is going to give him for replacement value on a lab run. This is the first time I've heard of anybody turning it in, you know.
I can't believe he insured a lab stone diamond, to be honest.
Well, these kids, you know, they, feel like a big shot, you know.
So you take shortcuts on a diamond to begin with, and then you insure it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah. This is true. Okay, well then I've got work cut out for you. Like I said, the 2.5 to 3-carat radiant. I just touched base with her yesterday, and literally she texted me right before you called and said, yes, I'm still interested, but she's been sick, her son got married, you know, all that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So not an emergency on that. So,
okay.
But the 2 1/4 oval, I would like to have something here like Tuesday.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
But if you can't find anything, let me know, and I'll
I got you. I'll figure it out. I'll have a maybe a 2.25, and then maybe something a little bit bigger, like closer to 2.5.
That would be great to compare it, because I've already met with him once.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Let's do that then. I'll get everything ready on my end, and I'll get the labs. I'll definitely be able to get out today. Are you guys open on Monday?
We are open on Monday, but if you want to wait and send it Monday, that's fine with me. Whatever you want to do.
Doesn't matter. It's better. If it sits here, it's going to potentially get sold to somebody else.
Okay.
Hence the Radiance.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that was less than a month ago.
That's why, like, it's so, like, there's a fine line between being pushy and being, like, relaxed and understanding. And it's just like, I don't like being pushy, or I don't want to be pushy, but I'll quote something. And then the client can't come in, blah, blah, blah. We need a week or two.
Yeah.
And then they call me back, and it's no longer available. And it's not like I don't want to say, like, I told you so, but
right.
It's like...
I told you so.
These sell. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm not the only person that works at the company. Like, these things sell.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
What I mean? So, but all right, let me get to work, Teresa, and I'll shoot you a text. I know you're busy. I'll shoot you a text when I get the ovals, and I'll get them over to you for Monday. And we'll go from there. And then the baguette and the
today or tomorrow. He's gonna text me back if he's coming over tonight. But he's kind of close. He lives kind of close, so I might be able to hook up with him over the weekend. But I'm telling him, hey, I've got to get this 1.5 back if you're not interested in it.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Perfect.
Okay,
all right. Sounds good, Teresa.
Thanks. Okay.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye.